knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Shore. Before I forget, let me give out my email address, which is musicman@candleshore.com if you'd like to contact me. That's M-U-S-I-C-M-A-N at C-A-N-D-L-E-S-H-O-R-E.com. Thank you so much for all the wonderful emails I received this past week on the last show. It was really kind of a neat thing to read them all. Thank you very, very much. So, I'm entitling this episode, Don't Throw It All Away. But what I really ought to call it is, you know, Mark's gotten a lot of crap done this last couple of months. It's been bugging him for a very long time. But somehow I don't think that would make a very good, a good title. So this summer, and this past summer, there's been three or four things that have just been bugging me. Up to the point of over a couple of years. You know, you just think about them when you're in the shower, you think about them when you're between other events, and you're just like, oh, I don't want to deal with it, I don't want to deal with it. I'm going to talk about two of those today. And I guess I'll talk about the most difficult one first, which proved to be the most difficult. So, I'm an old man, and I have old programs, and some of you youngsters won't understand this, but believe it or not, there was a time when programs actually, you installed an application on your Windows computer from a CD. That's hard to believe, but it's true. There were no app stores. And there was an old program with a scanner that I bought back in, I think it was 1995 or 1996. And of course, I don't have the scanner anymore, but in those days, of course, and I think it still happens today, when you buy you bought a scanner, you had to install the drivers. There were no universal Twain drivers as they have today. And as part of that installation, the company would usually give you a free, kind of like a light version of a photo editing program or maybe an OCR program, things like that. Well, back in 1995 or 96, there was a program called Photo Impact. And, you know, it's very simple, so very simple. There's no layering. There's none of the more advanced things that we've come up today. In fact, the first edition of this application had a disclaimer about using JPEGs. It was new. I mean, it was really kind of neat. People were really still using TIFF images. I'm rambling. Sorry. Anyway, the point is, by one means or the other, with every computer I've had, I've always ended up installing that program, the Photo Impact. I think it was Light or something. Now, I do own Photoshop, and I own maybe 8 different photo editing applications, all of which are kind of complicated for the things I need. I know what I need. And yes, Windows 7, and I'm sure Windows 8, they do have some built-in applications. But you know what? You know, you get used to something, and you just like it. You know, I don't have to think about using this editing program. I know it. It's part of me. I mean, you know, it's old, just like I am. Well, I'm not exactly a hoarder, but I do tend to, you know, I've moved several times over the years. God, I'm rambling. I've moved several times over the last 20 years. And, you know, when you first move, you know, you label the boxes and everything is all nice and neat. And then after about the third or fourth move, for me anyway, it's like, who cares? Just shove it in, get it into the truck, and get it to where you're going to go. Well, over the years, I've kind of lost track of a lot of things that I know are out there in my garage. And I have a garage that has a very tall ceiling. And so there are boxes. I suppose if a person was small enough, they could be trapped back there. I mean, they'd have to call for help. I mean, you could have an avalanche. You really could. Anyway, but one thing I've been very careful to do is to keep my software organized. And I have 4 or 5 file cabinets. And when I move from place to place, what I do is I just put some moving plastic, you know, that real thick plastic around the file cabinets, which keeps the doors, the drawers closed. So then I can just pick them up, no matter how big they are, set them on the truck, and everything stays where it is, right? Because to empty drawers is vicious. It's vicious. So I've been doing that for years, and no matter where I've lived, I always know where all my software is because, you know, it's there. Well, this last, maybe about, I don't know, maybe was it, I guess a year and a half ago, for whatever reason, genius that I am, I wanted to make some more room, and I thought, well, I can either buy another file cabinet or I can just empty out some of this old software. So you know what I did, right? It was hot that day. I was in a bad mood and I just needed room and space. So what I did, I just got a big box and dumped all the software, old software. I mean, I got a little black box with my main software in it, right? You know, my Windows disk, my Mac OS disk when we had disk back then, you know, Office 2010, you know, the important things, drivers for monitors, important, but whatever, these were old disks, and I just tossed them into this big box, and I was really proud of myself, too. I want you to know, I thought, hey, this is brilliant. So I took the box, this was about a year and a half, 2 years ago, took the box, didn't label it, didn't do anything to it, of course, right, because I was just in a hurry, took it out, dumped it in the garage. I've looked for a lot of things. You know, when you start looking for stuff, you know, like a Twilight Zone set or something, or Star Trek movie, it sounds so odd. But, you know, after a while, boxes get shifted around and moved. So, for the last 6 months, I've had the need to do some photo editing. And guess what? When I reached down into the same file cabinet drawer, hey, there was nothing there. I made room, all right. There's nothing but a piece of paper in there. A blank piece of paper. So what does that tell you? So I think you get where I'm going. I went out, and by the way, I've thrown some boxes out. I've been trying to get rid of some junk from 25 years ago. So what do you think I do? Do you think I can find a box that has the disc in it with the photo editing that is not labeled? I want you to know that even the disc that had the photo editing software isn't labeled because I always had it organized by drawers. So I knew what it felt like because it was always on the bottom and the back left. Oh my God. Can you believe that? Yeah, exactly. So I made 4 attempts over the last, I said 6 months, but it's really been a year. But I get so distressed and upset. And so this last week, I thought, that's it. I'm going to find this program or die prying. I decided I was going to go out, you know, go out around 11 o'clock at night where it's nice and cool, right? Put on some old clothes, not take my iPhone, take off my watch. You know, you got to get prepared because, the boxes are so high and stacked so deeply, I could end up, you know, upside down. And then my iPhone and this has happened. You know, your iPhone drops down somewhere and you're like, oh my God. Or you break your watch band when you're trying to shove your hand into a box without having to untape it. Yeah, it's just, you get the image. So on Thursday, I guess it was Thursday, I went out there and I made 3 attempts. On the fourth attempt, I was out there for 4 hours. And I can tell you that at one point, I was literally, I'm not making this up. Most of the boxes have collapsed and have looked like crap, right? But there's some still big, thick boxes out there that can support my weight. At one point, I was upside down, head first, I was leaning over the boxes, but the only thing holding me was the bottom part of my legs. And finally, I did kind of dive back in there. I was laying on my stomach, and an avalanche did happen. I had a bunch of boxes fell down behind me. I don't know how I got into this thing. At one point, I couldn't see the garage door. I mean, you know, I just couldn't. I was that far deep in the boxes. But guess what? I found it. I don't know. I'm telling you, you have no idea. And you know what? Oh, and by the way, for the record, yes, I did try to download it off the web. And when you try to download software, old software, you just never know when you're getting a bunch of crap like viruses and stuff. And every time I found what looked like something close to it, whenever I went to install it, it said, well, we're also going to install this software for something. And it's just icky. So, and of course, one last thing, and I'll move on to the next big accomplishment, and that is this. I had the old computer, the old XP computer from 10 years ago, and of course, when I turned it on, I thought, well, maybe I can just copy the Windows files over. Well, when I did that, you know what happened, don't you? The thing wouldn't start. The memory chips had been going bad in that computer for a long, long time. It's almost like starting an old lawnmower. Sometimes it starts. I worked on it for about an hour, and it just didn't start. So finally, I yanked out the hard drive, only to discover I don't have the right adapter for the IDE to plug it in as a USB. It was ugly. I mean, it felt like the universe was trying to... But anyway, the bottom line is I found the disk, I installed it, and I am up and running. Okay. The next thing, which... the next accomplishment I have that I'm fairly proud of has to do with my Nexus S Android phone. So I'm a big fan of iPhone. I was a big fan of Windows Phone. Remember Windows 6.1 and 6.5. And I'm hoping to be a fan of the Windows 8 phones when they hit the market in mass production. Anyway, so I bought this Nexus S unlocked Samsung phone 2 years ago. And I did it so I could do some beta testing. And at one point, I don't like to put all my eggs in one chicken. You get that? Anyway. So 2 years ago, I got the Android phone and installed I installed some software that made it work. I got to tell you something. You know, I love my iPhone. I love Macintosh. But the iPhone it made me stupid, okay? I'm just used to things just working. I like not having to use my brain cells to use my iPhone. And as a result of that, since I haven't really touched my Nexus S I got it 2 years ago, so maybe I used it for 3 months. I've forgotten everything. I mean, it really is amazing. I was able to turn it on, and it's just not that simple compared to iPhone. And so I've been putting off updating it to the latest Android operating system. Now, the benefit of buying an unlocked non-branded phone is that whenever Google, releases an OS, you can update to it. The bad problem is it's not a very simple, easy thing because there's no company that really supports you. Now, I'm just giving you my experience. I'm sure there are Android users out there saying, and you can something. The market in here about something. I understand. But I'm no longer a geek. I don't like to spend all my days on the computer just hanging out and researching. I really don't. In fact, it's very draining to me. You can only fall in love so many times in your life. Me falling in love with technology, I think it's about over. Now I just want things to work. All right? Is that fair enough? So for those of you who are geeky out there who are laughing at me, cut me a little slack, okay? Anyway, so the operating system that was on my phone was about 2 years old. So as I was saying, when you don't have a company supporting you, it's not a locked phone like AT&T or Verizon, my phone, I guess it was because of, I don't know why. Maybe it was because I was had a lot of developer tools on there or something, but it stopped updating. I mean, every time I checked it, even though it was at version 2.3.2, which is old, it kept saying you have the recent update. So I'm going to make this really short. There's nobody to support me. You have to go to Google Developer, or I had to read so many articles to figure out how to make, because my phone was broken. I mean, the OS was somehow broken. I don't know why. And there's nobody I can call, because most of the people I know are using iOS phones. And those who do have Android phones, I'll be honest with you, most of the people I know that have Android phones have no clue how to do anything beyond the most basic things. It's really amazing. And I mean young people. I tried to call a couple of people and say, hey, do you know how to, what version of Android, I asked them, what version of Android are you running? AT&T, Verizon, blah, blah. I had to tell them how to get in the system set. And it was just, so I thought, okay, give that up. So I've been putting this off. Again, at one point, I honestly considered throwing the phone away. But it was a $600 phone because remember, I bought it unsubsidized. So I didn't want to throw it away. And because of the recent accessibility enhancements, I really, really wanted to know what it was like, right? And I'm not about to buy another Android phone as long as I can get as much out of this one. So there you have it. So to make a longer story shorter and a shorter story shorter still, is it took me, at least, some of you may laugh, but it took me 5 hours to figure out how to manually flash ROM my phone without unlocking the bootloader. I know that sounds geeky, but for those of you who understand, you'll understand. I didn't want to get into, and I didn't want a custom install. You know, with Android, I know a lot of you heard of this. You can do custom, you can root your phone. And I wanted the official Google ROM update and a full version of it. And I wanted this without installing a bunch of developer tools on my computer. I mean, it's amazing how complicated these things can get. And it really got me angry at Android. It's the reason I don't think Android will ever be as popular in terms of user friendliness as iOS. I just don't think so. I mean, if you get a phone and you just want to make a phone call and play with a few widgets, that's fine. But to get into the guts of it like we used to in Windows Mobile, no way. It's just too fragmented. It's just too complicated. Anyway, so I spent, and I'm not making this up, because I had to do what we call incremental updates. You just can't jump from the old one to the new. Or maybe somebody can, but I couldn't. And I found a bunch of articles and was able to piece it all together. You know, I honestly thought updating from the iOS, 5.1 to the latest version, I thought that was a pain because it got stuck at the 96%. And it wasn't easy, especially using VoiceOver for me. But I'll tell you, compared to what I went through with this Android phone, it was a cakewalk. So anyway, I'm going to conclude this by saying that I got all the way up to the previous to current version of Android, and then I ran into problems. Big problems, including the fact that the phone reset itself, and when it did, it set the light level so low I couldn't see the thing. But I didn't give up. And so finally, and by the way, when I got it to the previous to current version and I did check for updates, it goes, hey, there's a new update. And so it took me that last 10 feet straight into the home stretch and took me to home plate. It was amazing. So now I'm running the latest version of Android on my 2-year-old phone. And I must admit, it is absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's no iOS, but I am so happy that I didn't throw away a $600, the phone's probably worth what, $10 today? I haven't done any pricing on it, but I'm sure it's not worth very much. But, it's in there swinging, just like me, not giving up. So I say all this to say the following: be careful what you throw away. You know, somebody told me, and I guess I believe it, I don't know how true it is, that, you know, if you haven't used it in 2 years, you probably don't need it. When it comes to software, that's probably not true. And after what happened with my photo editing application, you know, I've been throwing away a lot of boxes in the garage. I'm gonna have to think about that, because there could be something out there I may need in 20 years, you know, like some medicine or something. No, I'm kidding. There's no medicine out there. So maybe some chips I haven't gotten to, or something, some old stale chip. Who knows? This stuff could be worth a lot of money someday. Just kidding. Anyway, hey, I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening to me. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.